A lot of people out there dreaming. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. Ran by a graveyard, and I looked out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there and just are so upset with how you lived your life. Regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro.
Sometimes sitting there thinking about the life that you want to live and the person you want to be and the simply isn't enough. If thinking about all the things that you want in your life isn't enough to get you going, why don't you sit there and think about the things that you don't want? All the feelings you don't want to experience. All the pain you don't want to feel. If you just can't visualize the bright future ahead of you, why don't you sit there and contemplate all the darkness that you're going to be surrounded by if you don't do what you need to do? Like sitting on your deathbed wishing you could do it all over again differently, but you can't. Wishing you had done what you need to do now when it's too late to do it. Ask yourself the question, what does the future look like if I don't do what I know I need to do?
Suck it up and you find a way to persevere and work your way around it, because guess what? You ain't the only person in the world that's going through stuff. The world is filled with people who've got excuses about why they're being held back. And by the way, those things will be valid. But nobody is going to come and help you just because you're crying about how you're being treated unfairly. You have to show that you have the intestinal resolve to overcome.
Face your fears, whatever they are. The fear that we might not do a good job. The fear that it might not turn out as we hope it would. The fears that are lurking there, some that have come and have been there even maybe since our childhood. Life is consisted of both fear and faith. Faith, of course, is the ability to overcome your fears. But what you have to do in terms of your fears, about perhaps your own inadequacy, not feeling strong enough at the moment, you just have to face those fears. You just have to go to work on it.
Because if you really care about it like you say you do, you don't fold at the first, second, third, or even the 22nd time something or someone tries to knock you down and stop you on your path to greatness. No, you keep destroying everything in your path until you get exactly what it is you want. And you stop at nothing to reach it.
In the face of adversity, there lies an incredible opportunity for growth. You see, greatness isn't born from comfort and ease. It is carved out of challenges, sculpted from setbacks. Forget what you've been told about the limits of your potential. Based on where you came from, what's happened to you, the color of your skin, or the balance in your bank account, those are just factors, not predictors.
When all hell is breaking loose in your life, you gotta take a stand. You gotta stand up against all the negativity that's consuming you and surrounding you. And you gotta create a new reality for yourself. You've gotta fight for a different outcome for you and your dreams.
Suffering, sacrifice, connects to everything else, that it is an equation to success. You accept it as a necessary ingredient to get to the top. Why? Because most people are not willing to do it. Most people are not willing to put in the extra mile. Most people are not willing to put in the extra necessary labor. They're not willing to invest in themselves. They're not willing to go through the sacrifice or the potential loss. But when it's all said and done, you and I are going to end up in the same place. We're going to end up in the grave. So how risky is life? It's super risky. We're going to die, right? That's the end game. So what is there truly to lose? Nothing. You just realize that it's part of the equation. And when you understand that everything connects to everything else, you begin to develop a complete mind.
There's gonna be days where you don't feel like showing up. There's gonna be days where you're paralyzed by self-doubt, and days where the distance between where you are and where you wanna be is overwhelming. I'm here to tell you that the only way to keep inching forward when those days happen is to be committed to the process. Because the ones who stay consistent, whether they feel like it or not, are the ones who see the results, not the ones who have conditional commitments on their goals. Keep going.
But I'll tell you right now, you might not be in control of what the world gives you, but you're always in control of what you accept. This life is not an external battle, my people. This life is an internal war. Your greatest battle is here. So my question I want to ask you right now is, what are the things that are in your control that you can change right now? you can control and change the internal dialogue that you're having within yourself.
I need you to do me a favor. Do more than just exist. You come from greater stock than just taking up space. Leaving this world better than you found it is your responsibility as a human being. Utilizing the gifts that you were given at birth is how you leave this world better than you found it. Leaving an impact, a legacy for the next generation to follow.
Each and every day, I'm trying to be the best I can be in that day. I'm trying to maximize that day, just that day. And I think if we all can shift into focusing on the small, integral steps that go into the big changes, that's when we'll see the most growth and the most evolution in our lives.
I just need you to keep walking toward it. I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
No matter how dire the situation, no matter how insurmountable the obstacles, you keep moving forward. You keep walking toward your dreams, no matter what. This relentless pursuit, this unyielding drive is what separates the victors from the vanquished.
One of the major problems of the growing adult, the adult who aspires toward fulfillment and self-actualization, is the choosing of new meaningful goals as his former goals are accomplished and being accomplished, no longer motivated. It's important that we do not stop along the line and sit down for too long. To remain healthy and alive, a person needs a new interest, a new challenge as he satisfies the old ones. If a person aspires to a certain level in the business world, a certain income and reaches it, and if it's quite adequate for his needs, it won't motivate him for very long. Something new must be introduced. If the man doesn't find it, then management should. If the man is to continue to grow and make a major contribution to the organization and to himself, motivating people is as important for the people as it is for the vitality of the organization. Whether the organization is a family unit, a school class, a research organization, or a business concern. Some people are self-motivating. We all know such people. They are always off on some interesting new endeavor, but I'm afraid a large percentage are not. They seem to lack the curiosity or the creativeness or the knowledge to seek out new motivating challenges for themselves. Our lives are full of things. Our pasts full of events that were once the most exciting things. Things that buoyed us up to great heights of expectation and filled our lives with fresh new interests. Today, well, they're old hat, like the 3-year-old car or the 10-year-old home. They no longer suffice to motivate us. And what's the busy wife and mother to do when the last of her kids marries and moves away, or when her husband retires from his job of 30 or 40 years? We must consciously see to it that we do not run out of wants. That we can still sit down and make out a want list and find ourselves getting that old excitement again for something new to plan and work for. The human being needs desperately the carrot on the stick. Dr. Maslow said to his students, "If you deliberately plan to be less than you are capable of being, then I warn you that you'll be unhappy for the rest of your lives. You will be evading your own capacities, your own possibilities." Henry James, the very prolific American novelist, brother of William James, who is often called the father of American psychology. In fact, the James family remained outstanding for generations. Henry James once wrote in The Ambassadors, "Live all you can. It's a mistake not to. It doesn't so much matter what you do in particular, so long as you've had your life. If you haven't had that, what have you had? What one loses, one loses. Make no mistake about that. The right time is any time that one is still so lucky as to have." Well, that wouldn't be a bad piece of advice to have framed in place in a conspicuous place, would it? Live all you can. It's a mistake not to. But it seems that relatively few people are aware of living as they take so many important things for granted. They wake up, go about their days, go back to sleep without once having thought, "I am alive and I'm sensing this day." It is only when life begins to reach its conclusion that people become aware of the importance of living. It's like those people who have to be sick to appreciate good health or deprived of their freedom in order to realize its value. People who are aware of living, of enjoying living, are like sponges. They soak up all that goes on around them. They're aware of other people, of what's being said. They're observers of their environment. Their eyes are everywhere. I played golf once with a man who often stood with his eyes squinted, staring for long moments at the trees or a particularly present view. I asked him about it. He said, "Now look at that grove of trees over there, and squint your eyes. Look at the rich black shadows underneath them." And then he said, "You know, black is the mother of all color." It was a curious thing, and so I stood and squinted my eyes, and sure enough, the sight appeared as a painting, and the shadows did deepen. Everyone else on the golf course was simply playing golf. This man was acutely aware of everything going about him as well. He was living more than we were. He was getting more out of his life than we were. As Henry James said, "The right time is any time that one is still so lucky as to have. The right time is while we're working, or driving, or with our loved ones, or alone. The right time is the only time we've got, which is now. And if we haven't learned to live now, we'll always be living on the hope that perhaps the future will be somehow better. Now is the future we were thinking about last year. And if you don't make it into tomorrow, will you have enjoyed? Will you have been aware of today? Well, it's worth thinking about. Anything that can make life more interesting, more vivid, is worth giving some thought to. Older people are always saying to younger people, you don't realize how lucky you are, which I suppose means that they didn't either. You have to tap into suffering every day of your life because we have so much scarring that we have to clean up.
To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions. The test is your life. All the answers are in there. You don't have to live in suffering, pain, and failure all the time. You have to learn. Like people hate working out. You're only going to visit working out maybe an hour a day, 23 other hours of the day. You're not in it. But how you become in shape is you must visit suffering. Visit working out 1 hour a day. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures. 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there. They are in there within the suffering. Go in there. I call it the live autopsy. The live autopsy, how you find out. They crack you open after you're dead. How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain. Crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're freaking dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering, go into the pain of your life and say, why does this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain. In the scarring are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Visit them for at least an hour a day. Study them. And then you'll find out more about yourself. You will then grow. So don't look at it as every day I suffer. Go into it an hour a day. Learn from yourself. Learn from life. Learn from me. Learn from your failures. Learn from your insecurities. Learn from your self-doubt. Don't just say, I'm afraid to jump off an airplane. What makes you afraid of it? Study it. That's why I studied my mind. Why I became so powerful in the mind, because I realized I was weak. So instead of running away from the mind, I dove into it and said, what is making me weak?